welcome. Here's a message I keep learning day after day during the pandemic. Heart beats smart. Heart beats smart. You have to share who you are, what you're contributing, what you love about being alive, because as we are all realizing, being alive is truly a gift that doesn't last forever. And one of the big trends right now, certainly a trend I'm embracing, going to and supporting businesses that are local and human and real. I think that's a quality we have to bring forth in this new world and this new economy. I went to Starbucks the other day. It was the first time I went to Starbucks since the pandemic started. Same old, same old. When you're forced inward, like we all are right now, you can't be same old, same old. It's impossible. You're being transformed. If you fight it and freak out, the transformation will still happen, but it will be like a baby fighting the process of being born, which would obviously cause a lot of pain. Or you can explore the transformation, enjoy it, observe it, relax into it. As you know, I live in the desert, the land of the cactus. And two things about the cactus. Number one, don't let the spiky nature deceive you. Beyond that is something very profound, very beautiful. And number two, cacti only bloom once a year. And when they do, it is so gorgeous. And right now in Arizona, all the cacti are in full bloom. There's a poem by Pat Mora. It's called Desert Women. And before I read this to you, I just want to mention, if you're a dude, I think you'll really like this poem. It spoke to me. Desert women know fierce heat and cold have burned and thickened our skin. Like cactus, we've learned to hoard, to spread deep roots, to seem asleep, yet wake at the scent of softness in the air, to hide pain and loss by silence. No branches wail or whisper our sad songs, safe behind our thorns. Don't be deceived. When we bloom, we stun. That last line in the poem, don't be deceived. When we bloom, we stun. I want to reiterate a message from the previous meditation. You can come out of this pandemic a far better person, far more human, far more beautiful than how you came into this pandemic. Yes, it will burn and thicken your skin. Yes, it is teaching us to hoard and spread deeper roots. Yes, there is pain and loss and silence. But just like the cactus, when you emerge, when you bloom, you stun. Who is game for that plan? How are you going to come out of this in full bloom? I'm not talking about a business plan or a social plan or a financial plan. I'm talking about how are you going to reach into your heart and share what is most beautiful. What if that was your primary focus going forward? How would that change things? Yesterday, I did this Zoom presentation for my speaker's agent. So on this presentation were meeting planners and people who book events and speakers. And that's one of the hardest hit industries right now. Pre-pandemic, I made a good portion of my income from these speaking engagements. Those don't exist right now. So during this pandemic, if I don't adapt, I'm screwed. So I'm adapting. I relaunched my podcast. I have this short meditation series that people can opt into. I'm reaching a lot more people now. I don't know how it all comes together financially or professionally, but I'm just focused on sharing what is most beautiful in my heart. A path to feeling better. And something tells me that's gonna work. So if you, like me, have moments where you're feeling off center, and I think we're all going through that, can you take this moment and create space in your mind and your heart for what is most beautiful? Just make space for that. Hold that space and watch the healing happen. Take a moment to get more comfortable. What's most beautiful in your world right now? The spring sun, the downtime that you're enjoying today, the unconditional love of a pet, the sound of your children, the flowers starting to bloom outside. Make space for that. Hold that space and watch the healing happen. Let's come to our centering thought. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. Thank you. if your attention wandered, nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. Coming back to the moment. We all know this pandemic will burn and thicken your skin, teach you to hoard and spread deeper roots, make you feel pain and loss and silence. But just like the cactus, when you emerge, when you bloom, you stun. How are you going to come out of this in full bloom? Make space in your mind and heart for what is most beautiful. Just make space for that. Hold that space and watch the healing happen. Nowhere to go. No one to be. Nothing to do. Peace.